Who are the others? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I have to talk about the Spitzer case again, because otherwise I'd have to talk about the price of oil, which is now the only commodity more expensive than Kristen. Kristen, the $1,000-an-hour escort, who it turns out isn't really Kristen. She's 22-year-old Ashley Alexandra Dupre, who left home to become a singer. I see through you, wanna believe you. I think she's going to make it. But here's the other thing. Everyone now knows that on February 13th, Kristen went to room 871 to meet with client number 9. Nobody seems to care that on January 13th, Kristen went to room 2006 to meet client number 1. Or that on January 15th, Emily went to room 1916 to meet client number 2. Or that in Los Angeles on January 24th, Samantha headed for room 506 to meet client number 3. And so on for clients 4, 5, 6, all the way up through client number 10, who actually paid to fly a girl named Chrissy from L.A. to Chicago for a tryst on March 4th. All of them could face the same charges Spitzer could face. Money laundering, tax evasion. But who are they? We don't know. Law enforcement isn't leaking their names. They may not be governors, but I'll bet they're important. Unimportant people don't pay $1,000 an hour for aspiring singers. Spitzer got one thing right.
I have insisted, I believe correctly, that people, regardless of their position or power, take responsibility for their conduct.
There are 9 other shoes left to drop. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.